Just before this episode, I want to tell you about another Adventurous Audio podcast series. Inside Forensic Science is back with an utterly intriguing historic murder mystery.
Westminster Gazette, August 31st. Sensational mystery in Scotland. Suspicious death of an English lieutenant.
A young man is dead.
And from my examination, I had no doubt that it was a gunshot wound.
So is it murder or a tragic accident?
The thing that worries me is that this poor guy was shot in the back of the head.
And why would anyone want him dead in the first place?
Didn't take too long to assess that there's absolutely something rotten in the state of Denmark.
Mishandled evidence, a chaotic crime scene, fraud, suspects who vanish into thin air.
We've got one witness who's actually washed the blood from the deceased.
This case has it all. Inside Forensic Science, the Ard Lamont Mystery, a podcast from the Leverhulme Research Centre for Forensic Science at the University of Dundee. Coming soon to wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, it's Ali here, Salon Director from the Head Gardener in Inverness. Talking about cancer is never easy, but unless we're open and honest about it, how can we learn from each other and, most importantly, support each other? Personally, I love this podcast. Every so often, there'll be a little nugget that will just smack you in the face and you just think, whoa, right, that resonates. I think Penny is an amazing storyteller. She's utterly honest and, yes, sweary, but cancer makes you a bit sweary. I'm really proud to be the sponsor of Lump and I hope you get as much from it as I do. But don't forget to like it, rate it, and share it. And over to Penny.
Live with it. Rain and sleet are hammering off the byre roof. It's an absolutely foul day. Winter arrived quite suddenly in the middle of last week, and the tops of the hills surrounding the loch are now outlined with a dusting of white. The day after winter arrived, I climbed up above the house and visited the fresh snow, excited by its appearance, excited to find out what our first winter living on a highland hillside would bring. What it has brought since that first blue sky brilliant day is sleet and slush, ice and driving rain. The burn that runs along the side of the house now provides a deep and constant roar as water pours down towards the loch. Incredibly, given how foul the day is turning out, David has gone for a cycle. For once, I have not 1 ounce of envy. I'm in bed, he's cycling in sleet. Enjoy. I'm interested in the effect of days like these. When it's clear and sunny, I can't bear to stay inside, but with the weather pounding on the roof, I want to curl in and reflect. I've very loosely hooked up again with an old friend from school, someone I haven't been in touch with or seen for years, perhaps more than 30 of them. It turns out he's battled severe alcoholism, which he writes about openly, honestly, importantly on his website. And now, only now, he's been handed a diagnosis of bipolar 2 disorder. We push scant thoughts back and forth through Facebook and Messenger, and it nudges me to go and dig out a programme I made about bipolar some years back. Something towards the end of the programme particularly catches me when Alistair, who the programme centres on, explains how he lives with bipolar disorder, but it does not define him. He goes on to explain that no one says, "I am cancer," or "I am heart disease." They live with those things, in spite of them. And he's learned to live with bipolar and all it brings. It's a part of his life, but it's not who he is. I sit back and consider how well I'm doing at living with cancer. Can I even say I live with cancer? Because, in reality, I live with the echo, trace, ripple effects of cancer. I don't live with it. It was cut out. I live with its scars. I know it's not about lining yourself up against others. Comparisons are not hugely helpful. But I can't help thinking I come up short. I can't help thinking that I need to do more work to nudge what has happened this year into a better place, to push my cancer more into the background. Make it a back note, not a roar. Live with. It's strange, since working out, that the new and constant sound at the byre is the thunder of water down the hill. I've instantly learned to ignore it. Hear it, explain it, move on. As I lie here writing, I have to actively search for the sound. Even then it's hard to hear. Yet only a couple of days ago, it seemed so loud. There's a lesson for me here. So I back up, far enough to try and explain why cancer still roars at me. And actually, as it happens, when I take that step back, I discover I'm not coming up so very short after all. Cancer isn't a constant roar. It's a sound that ebbs and flows, comes and goes. It's loudest in the mornings, when I'm so stiff, even getting down the stairs is an effort. And in the wee small hours, when the side effects of my tamoxifen see me sleepless and so hot the blood boils in my veins. But for the most part, even when it reaches a crescendo, I'm getting better at hearing it, explaining it, and pushing it away. Sometimes it's so quiet, I almost completely forget about it. When I'm playing badminton and I manage to reach that crazy return, cycling along the canal in a rush for a Pilates class, in that singular moment when I'm walking up the hill and I turn and gasp at the view. As time stretches out between me and the shock of those early diagnosis days, I'm spending more and more time with cancer as a back note, a gentle hum to my day. I cook, I write, I read, I see friends, we laugh a lot. All of these things I do with a body that doesn't work as well as it did, and probably never will. All of these things I do with a body which is significantly scarred and changed. It's the physicality of cancer that will be my personal tinnitus. But I am living with it. I am not defined by it. I am not cancer. And that discovery feels like a small triumph. Lump is sponsored by Ali McCritchie and the fantastic team at the Head Gardener Hair Salon in Inverness. Without them, it simply wouldn't be possible. So a massive thanks to them for all their support. If you like Lump, make sure you tell the team when you're next in the salon and they'll give you a free gift. Coming up in the next episode. Even though I know to the core of my being that the people I love and care about and who care about me couldn't give a toss how many boobs I have and of what size or shape, it turns out the only real difference between B and me is that she openly admits that fitting in and being liked matters. Lump is written and presented by me, Penny Stewart, and produced by Adventurous Audio.